Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Belden, Hattie, Springfield, Illinois, August 26, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear niece Hattie Belden, I have a matter on my mind that troubles me much. While in Europe, Mr. Walling came to California, and as a result, Addie went with him to Colorado. And not one word has she written me about her going. And since she went, I know Mr. Walling to be a keen, deceptive working man. Now what I want is that you, or some responsible woman and man, shall go to where Walling is living and see if Addie is there. If Joe will go with you, I will pay your expenses that you will be too. Walling is scheming and planning something. He wrote to Dr. Kellogg to know when our party would pass through to Colorado. Now I do not know just when. I cannot tell. And more than this, I do not want to see him. But if you can go to where he lives, I wish you would go. Or get someone, a woman if possible, to go and see Addie who is there. And write me immediately. I want someone to go as soon as you receive this letter, and answer me as soon as ever anything is ascertained. Addie's not writing me looks suspicious, as though Walling might destroy her letters or be keeping her against her will, so we will not know anything regarding her. Please see to this matter at once and oblige me. Frank is here and doing well. I am so glad he is doing a good work. Now I want Addie to attend the camp meeting in California, and I want her to return to her home at Healdsburg at once. And if she has not money, I will authorize anyone in Boulder or Denver to purchase her ticket for her. I will pay them as soon as I shall be informed that they have done this. We are having a good meeting. The Lord seems to be at work in the encampment. We hope to see more and more of His Holy Spirit. Much love to your dear mother. May the Lord bless the dear soul and give her much grace and joy in the love of the truth. Your Aunt Ellen. Walling's address is Walling, Salida, Colorado.